Well, it's good to be here. And, you know, about a month ago, we were wrapping up Cinetopia and the Edinburgh.
The Michigan Theater staff was just out of its mind.
It was great. We really enjoyed it. It is a lot of work, but hey, there's nothing wrong with hard work.
Exactly.
Right. And the Edinburgh International Film Festival recently wrapped up in Scotland.
It's kind of like Cinetopia, isn't it?
It is. Actually, it would be more appropriate to say that
Cinetopia is more like this.
Yeah, because it's been around for 68 years. It's one of the, you know, world's oldest and most respected film festivals. Their attendance was up by 10%, and Cinetopia's was actually up bigger than that, so we're happy about that. But some of the films that you can look forward to seeing, some of them you've already seen. In fact, a couple of them that were the highlights of the festival was The East, which closes today at the State Theater, and Zal Butmanglitch, who was also here in January as part of the Sundance Film Festival USA screening of that film, was also in Edinburgh, and he talked about working with his friend Britt Marling, who starred in the film. And Frances Ha was another highlight of the Edinburgh International Film Festival, and that's also closing today at the State Theater, so you want to go check that out. The opening night film was also a highlight. It was called Breathe In by director Drake Dormus, and Blackbird, which co-stars Andrew Rothney and Norman MacLean. It's a deeply Scottish film, so it was particularly resonant at the Edinburgh Film Festival.
But those are films that might make their way this way.
Absolutely. The Great Hip-Hop Hoax, The Bling Ring, which is Sofia Coppola's new film. So those are some of the films to keep in mind as you look for great films that are going to be showing in, or either are showing or will be showing in the area. And if you're ever in the Edinburgh Film Festival, my wife Deb and I were able to go last year. We were visiting our daughter Lindsay, who was going to school there, and it really is a wonderful festival. So go check that out. Film festivals all over the world are great, so we're happy to bring that to our area with Cinetopia, but it's also great to go out and see other great film festivals. Well, something that you're only going to see at an art house or in a festival setting is a retrospective of the films of the great Italian filmmaker Federico Fellini, one of the great filmmakers of all time.
Yeah, many consider the best ever.
And you know, he's definitely someone that has a particular style. And his last film, which was not a big hit, and it was never formally released in the United States, called The Voice of the Moon, but it stars Roberto Benigni, who won the Academy Award a few years ago. He played the Pink Panther, but he's a very active, physical comedian,
when he won the Oscar, didn't he like walk on top of people's heads and things?
He didn't quite, but he got that impression. He was kind of floating and being silly. But yeah, he's really an amazing actor, and his improvisational skills were called into play on this film. And he plays a former mental patient who's kind of wandering through the world.
It's a stretch.
You're not exactly sure what is real and what is imagined in the film, and you know, critics were concerned about that, but in reflection, it's very interesting to look at this film. Fellini didn't intend this to be his last film. It just happened to be his last film. It was first released in Italy in 1990. But Voice of the Moon will play tonight only at 7 o'clock. We're one of about a half a dozen theaters in the country that are doing this film. It's under the sponsorship of the Italian Cultural Ministry. So we're very, very pleased to present this 35mm print of this Federico Fellini film, and go check it out. This is going to be the only opportunity you have. It's not on videotape, and so you can go check it out. Now, something that a lot of people are very excited about is the film that we premiered at the Cinetopia Film Festival called 20 Feet from Stardom.
About the background singers.
That's right. It's about the backup singers the great bands. And so people that are interviewed who are not backup singers are Bruce Springsteen and Stevie Wonder, Mick Jagger, Sting, and then these great, great singers who you know their voices. You know them from Rolling Stones. You know them from Bruce Springsteen records. But they didn't break through in their own career. Some by choice, some by circumstance. And it's a very compelling, very musical, very entertaining.
Yeah, they're on the
piece.
Biggest stages in the world, and virtually no one knows their name.
Exactly. They certainly have heard the voice and go, oh yeah, and maybe even seen the face, but can't really put a name to that face. So you get to the background story on these these great singers. There's great music. And 20 Feet from Stardom was a hit out of Sundance. It was the one of the audience winners for the at Cinetopia. And so you got to go check out 20 Feet from Stardom. Anyone that saw it at Cinetopia or Sundance will tell you, you got to go see 20 Feet from Stardom. Well, opening at the Multiplex this week is Pacific Rim, which is directed by Guillermo del Toro, who's known for Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy. So he does arty stuff. He does big-time commercial stuff. And Pacific Rim has actually gotten 65% positive reviews from the elite critics. One of them
being heard a thing about it.
Kenneth Turan. Well, it's about it has a Transformer-like quality in that there's these giant robot kind of things that are attacking, and they've been attacking.
Is it wrong for me to say I'm already out?
No, it's not, because you can't. You have to judge a
giant film. Robots typically make me just turn my head.
Well, so does Star Wars, and so does spaghetti westerns, and a lot of things. Almost everything makes you turn your head. So Pacific Rim is something that's got my attention because, one, Kenneth Turan said he liked it. He said, in a field rife with imposters and poseurs, Guillermo del Toro, like his mentors, is the real deal, and it's good to have him working his magic again. The Chicago Tribune says it's closer to the hammering Transformers than expected, yet the weirdness around the edges saves it from impersonality. Not all the critics liked it. Again, 65% were positive of the elite critics of just kind of a general sampling of internet critics that got a 75% positive rating. So Pacific Rim definitely looks like one of those summer popcorn films that you want to go check out. One that you may not want to check out unless you're just an absolute devotee of Adam Sandler and his Saturday Night Live. I'm a big Saturday Night Live fan, but I don't know that I'm going to go see this film. Chris Rock and David Spade are in it, as well as Kevin James and Selma Hayek. It's Grown Ups 2. So if you didn't get enough of this crew in Grown Ups, you can get more of it in Grown Ups 2. And there are no reviews. There was one preliminary just kind of internet person review that happened to get in on a film, and they didn't like it much at all. And no reviews coming out is always some kind of
my guess is if you like the first one, you'll like the second one, and if you like that particular group of people, you'll like it.
Absolutely. You just dissed Pacific Rim. It's getting generally positive.
You know what? Because there's people in this movie. It's not robots. I suppose there's an argument to be made that Kevin James is a robot, but it's people.
There you go. Well,
I feel like Charlton Heston. It's people.
It's people, yes, except you're not eating them.
Soylent Green. Yes.
If you're 20 Feet from Stardom, you just got to go see it. I was going to say, if there's nothing out there that's being released this week, but anyway, Pacific Rim's pretty good, but Eraserhead is having a late night screening tonight at 10 o'clock, part of our Cinema Classics After Dark series that we're doing at the Michigan Theater. And this is David Lynch's film that brought him to great prominence. It's a very weird, nightmarish kind of piece, perfect to show at 10 o'clock at night. And if you haven't seen Eraserhead on the big screen, you'll want to go check it out. If you're a fan of this film, you can't beat seeing it. But anyway, it's going to be 10 o'clock tonight, Eraserhead, David Lynch's classic film. And then on Sunday at 5 o'clock, we've got a very interesting screening of a film called American Made Movie. Now, this is actually being screened in Hollywood by Sundance at a very special screening this week. And we actually have the filmmakers that are going to be here on Saturday at, I said Sunday, but it's Saturday at 5 o'clock. The Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Chamber of Commerce is actually helping us get the word out about it. And it's called American Made Movie. And it's a documentary, a very entertaining documentary, about the decline of American manufacturers in the United States, but also those who are being successful. So they pull out success stories of people who are still manufacturing in the United States. And the filmmakers are actually collecting local companies that are still manufacturing in Washtenaw County, and the leaders of those companies are going to be at this screening.
Nice.
Again, American Made Movie, Saturday, July 13th at 5 o'clock. And then if you're a fan of Steven Spielberg's and George Lucas's Raiders of the Lost Ark, we have a double bill of the original Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom on Sunday and Tuesday as part of
People
our
love
film
those movies.
Classic films. Absolutely.
I didn't get it.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. And then next week, we all know that the Ann Arbor Street Art Fairs are coming up. And if you need a retreat, if you're at the fair and you need a retreat from the rain or the heat, or you just want a cool place to sit and a bratwurst and beer, stop by the Michigan Theater Wednesday through Saturday, and we'll serve up.
That's almost part of the ritual now.
It is part of the ritual. We've got an organ concert at 1:30 every day. You can get bratwurst and beer and go hang out at the Michigan Theater. We're also continuing our movie program throughout the time, but art fair audiences don't tend to go to a lot of movies. But remember, the art fair closes down at 6 o'clock, so our regular showings on Saturday are pretty easy to get to. If you haven't seen The Kings of Summer, go check it out. Last week, Jordan Voight Roberts, the director of the film, stopped by the Michigan Theater. It's always fun to go to the Michigan Theater because you never know what's going to be there. And he was a very charming, great guy. Go check this film out. Before Midnight is going to continue next week. And if you hadn't seen Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing, it is very, very palatable Shakespeare. You have to tune in to the Elizabethan language, but it's set in his house in a contemporary setting, and the way they play with it is great. And Nathan Fillion, who's in Castle, plays this bumbling cop, and he's just great. So go check it out.
There are certainly plenty of options, and we hope you'll choose at least one of them, maybe more. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us once again for Cinema Chats. You find it right here on 89.1 WEMU every Thursday at 7:40 a.m.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.